Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to MV Talk Radio's broadcast of May 27, 2015. My name is Mike McCoy, and Deanna Reeder will be joining us shortly to discuss current events in Moreno Valley, California. You can follow our podcast by going to our internet site at blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, enter MV City Talk and navigate to our show or to any archived show from the past. You are welcome to phone in and be on the show at 946-929-0610. Then follow the instructions given by the automated operator or email Deanna for help at stopvotesforsale@gmail.com. And Deanna will do her best to respond to your questions. Thank you all for listening in. Now let's get started. Hi, Deanna. It's good to hear you. I think we're on top of things today. We're ready to go after we've lost a couple shows. Is that correct?
Well, at least everything's working tonight. So we, all the technical stuff is working. So that part's good.
And you sound really good and clear tonight.
New phones.
Good.
In fact, I had new phones last week. It just weren't able to use them.
Now, our council's been really busy. Did you have anything to say about some of the recent meetings? I know that you were there at the last one, and that study session was canceled yesterday.
Well, the last meeting I went to, I actually went just long enough to speak, and that was it. There was a closed session yesterday, and it started at 4:30, so I had to take all three grandkids with me.
Oh, boy.
So, but it was good because when I actually walked in, I was the only person with my three grandkids, and the only other person that came in while I was there was Chris Baca. So there was nobody else from the public. So I sent my grandkids in the back, and, the two older ones, are very good. The youngest one, not so much, but I just stayed long enough, and I wanted to talk about the speaking rules because in case people don't remember when they had the Skechers hearings, I asked in advance what time the door was going to be open, what time people were going to be allowed to go in, and I was told one time, but then they emailed me right before the meeting to say they changed it to earlier. But they didn't really publicize that, so I brought that up, that they need to make sure everybody knows what time it's going to open and not just Benzivi supporters, which is what happened at the Skechers hearings, and that's one of the reasons there were so many of them in the room versus the people that were opposed, where most of us got stuck going over to, well, a lot of us got stuck going to the Conference and Recreation Center. And then they have this new kiosk system that, when he starts the shows, he says, fill out a blue speaker slip, blah, blah, blah. But then when you walk in, they tell you, oh, go over to the kiosk and fill that out. And it's like, your directions need to go with what you tell people.
Did they agree there was a problem and they're going to remedy it?
Oh, you know what? They didn't really make any comments. Just thank you. Bye. But, I was in there, I spoke, did my 3 minutes, and I immediately exited the room. I wasn't staying in there with my grandkids any longer than they needed to be there.
I'm glad you were able to go. And our listeners are interested in what your thoughts are on the big headlines this week, where it said no charges in probe that lasted 2 years. And that's the news around town, although on some social medias I've looked at, but it's been fairly quiet. I haven't detected any gloating, maybe a few words here and there, or people are vowed to do, to bring it all back up again. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? These people that say it's vindicated, and that's, when I spoke with the reporter, I actually spoke for a long time, and the first word out of my mouth was, wow. I could not believe that. And then when I read the article and I read Zellerbach's comments, even he was mystified. And so you know what, I'm not so sure that dropping it wasn't a political move. Because, I mean, there are some people that I know that have, you know, testified. There are some people that have told me things that, you know, before they testified, of course, because they're not allowed to tell you anything afterwards. But the amount of evidence they had was, I am mystified. And as I termed this particular episode, the new DA dropped the ball, and I'm not exactly sure why, but these people are not vindicated. I mean, I don't see much difference between them and, you know, Al Capone not getting prosecuted for what he'd really done. And some of the, I mean, that's just the one that came to my mind, you know, the most that everybody thinks about. They could not catch him on. And there's a lot of other crimes that people have committed, and they weren't able to prosecute him for what they actually did. They had to find something else to get him on, because for some reason they just did not have any confidence in their ability to do their jobs, I guess. So that's a little scary for us to have a DA that doesn't seem to be able to fulfill his obligations to the public.
I agree with you in most regards. Also, it sounded to me, people I've talked to and my own thoughts, that perhaps they felt they did not have enough solid evidence to go to trial and win, and to pay for all the attorneys. It would be a big hit on the county budget. Just because they were set free from the investigation doesn't mean they're, in my view, they're ethically innocent. They may be legally and not charged and not guilty, but there are probably things out there that they did that just are not going to come into the light of day or a courtroom. And there is so much that we can speculate on, just to me, that they didn't want to spend the money, or they felt they couldn't win it easily in court. Might come back in appeals and so on and so on. So he dropped the case. Did you have any other speculative thoughts about why they dropped it?
You know what? I'm the only other possibility that I can think of is that some of the people that they would have to rely on their testimony have perjured themselves in some other way to keep themselves out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And so if your prime witnesses are also people that have perjured themselves to keep themselves out of trouble, you know, even though that does happen a lot in other cases, they might think that this particular case will be in the courts forever. I mean, just like, I mean, the colonies. I mean, the colonies started after this one, and they still haven't mm-hmm. even got to the real trial yet.
Yeah,
so,
that's it. A lot of time and money.
But you know what? I guess I will start now on, you know, no on Mike Hestrin when he tries to run for re-election.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's if got he something can't, to answer for.
Because the whole point of going after people that are corrupt and that are making decisions outside of the legitimate circles, and you know what, Benzivi, if you want to sue me, you just get your ass over here and do it. You bought those votes. You bought those city council people. You put your money down, and they knew exactly why you were doing it. That's why you did it. And I don't care if there's any recordings of it. I don't care. I've talked to too many people. The things that they have said all come to that. So if you want to sue me, you just get off your duff and do it. Be my guest.
Well, you hear
bottom,
you heard
that makes
here,
you corrupt and them corrupt. And I don't care
you
if you are indicted in the court of law. You can take me to court, and then we'll really see who has fun with evidence.
I'm amazed, Deanna. Thank you for saying that. And listeners, did you catch that on Flying V Talk Radio that Deanna has asked Ellerbach to sue her? And I just
so
merely tried to get the guy
in,
to...
If he's expecting an apology from me, he'll be dropping dead first, or I will, because it ain't happening. Because I ain't sorry I said it. I am not sorry about this investigation. The only thing I'm sorry about is who we have as a DA.
I tried to get him to debate me in a sound room, like you and I are on the phone with nobody's supporters or nobody's lawyers with them, just him and me in the room. We'll ask, we can have an hour's worth of questions. But he's never responded. I've mentioned it a couple times. I haven't approached him, directly, but maybe that could come up. And, we're getting in the idea where some of the warehouses that seem to be beneficial to the community, because they were located in areas that have been designated for warehouses for decades. They're very well covered now in the news, especially the Amazon project, which seems to be quite a hiring center. And what did you know about who was claiming credit for bringing that to the city, Deanna?
Oh, now, see, this one's just hilarious. Because I would say almost a year before either Owings or Baca got elected to the council, Stewart was already bringing up Amazon. He brought it up at a couple of different meetings. So Amazon was in the works before they ever got on the council, and they're trying to take credit for it. That just ticks me off, because they don't get the credit for it. It was in the works before they were ever there. But, there have been DV supporters, so I can see how that would happen.
Well, I hope we don't have to worry about those folks anymore, although Mrs. Baca said that in the article that she was, anything was possible, and it's possible she could be running for office again. I think that's a lost cause, but that's just my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I mean, she lost her school board seat before this corruption investigation, so the city did not want her way before they ever heard of this. So, and you know what, the truth is, when we were doing, I didn't have anything to do with the original recalls and how they were worded. But you know what, I would have never used the corruption investigation as a reason. Because it's not the investigation is the reason that I didn't want them. It's the things that they actually did, the specifics. Supporting, spending, money on Nason when it should have been spent in Edgemont. So she keeps saying that, she cares about Edgemont, and yet when there was money to be spent, she wanted it spent somewhere else. I mean, the specific things like that. So even though they put this corruption investigation, that is just, to me, not a good enough reason. You tell me what they did. Irregardless of what's in the investigation, specifically what they did. And so I think the second, I did have something, some input into the final petition for her, and I think it was worded much better. It was much more specific. It gave reasons. So, so I was never for that particular reason. It was what they did. So,
that could be documented without going to court.
Right. I mean, court or no court. I mean, she supported spending money somewhere else, She wanted to, she would have given Benzivi back his money at the school board. She didn't have to recuse herself because she worked for him. I mean, things like that.
Well, one of them that was on the council during those dreaded times, Marcelo Coe, is now doomed to about 5 years of prison in a medical situation. Do you think his sentence was fair?
Well, you know what? Actually, that's what the reporter asked me, but she explained all the, I guess he has a double aneurysm in his head. He has to wear this thing, and he basically is, but I'm guessing that's from a guilty conscience. At least that's my idea. So you know what? He got convicted. He's going to get some time. It's going to be in a medical facility because he's got medical issues. I mean, there's really nothing we can do about that. he's not going to enjoy it, no matter whether it's in a, you know, regular facility or a medical facility. So
it's going to be a hard time for him. Anyone who's sick like that, I don't wish that on him. I wish he could serve his time and do something beneficial, but you know, for the public. But it's probably not going to happen. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just, you know, that was a really hard question to answer, based on, you know, what he was going through medically. So I wouldn't have felt sorry for him because he took care of his mother, since he pawned her off on people. And apparently he was never brought out in court what a slumlord he was. And, you know, he managed to convince the judge that he was just, in, you know, trying to help the community and bring jobs to the city, which is a crock.
Somehow got in over his head or something. Yeah,
but, I mean, I wouldn't have given leniency, but 60 months versus 80-something months, I mean, it's over and done with, you know, and so... I don't think that he actually did that much contributing to the investigation.
I think that was a factor. The fact that maybe he did not provide as much information as hoped, like you suggested, that the witnesses and people who could testify can only go so far, and then they just climbed up after that. For whatever reason, some kind of reciprocation was not provided, and so they ran out of leads to prove in court. I think that Marcelo Coe maybe said everything they thought he was going to say.
Well, you know, someone like him, it's all about the money. And, I mean, that's, I'm sure, why he was chosen by Ben Zeevy. I'm sure that's why, you know, our mayor, Molina, sent letters to District 4 on his behalf. You know, it's we won't go back
anyway
over everything, but
hey, I'm change the subject for you. If you hung out at City Hall the other day and they had closed session, did you learn anything about any openings they might have for a city attorney?
Well, you know what? The closed session was for city attorney interviews. And when I went to City Hall and I was outside walking in, I saw Rod Pacheco going into City Hall. And I went, holy crap. Anyway, so So in my comments, I said, if he is a candidate, I am absolutely opposed to hiring him. And they're all shaking their heads. No, he's not. But apparently he's a consultant of some sort to help filter out candidates. They weren't real clear. But he has some part in it. And even to me, that's scary. So, yeah, that was,
I know he has a considerable record of interest to the voters.
Yeah. It ain't good either.
Oh,
I think my exact words were, the voters rejected him, so if he's a candidate, you should too.
Well, I wonder if they're going to make a decision anytime soon. I guess the consultants aren't cheap, and...
Yeah, we'll have to look at the we'll just have to keep checking the check register to see how much we're paying him to, or whatever the heck it is that he's doing.
Annie, thanks for bringing us up to date on that. The fact that they are looking for candidates would be news to most of our listeners. Deanna, do you want to bring up any other subjects, or do you want to call it quits for today? Because I know you're very busy with those grandkids there.
Yes, I actually still have grand. In fact, that's what I said. I had to take three of them with me to the city council meeting, which is why we were there for such a short amount of time.
Now, the littlest one, is she in a stroller or not? At least that helps. The others are walking fine?
No, the other two are bigger. They're fine, and they're extremely well-behaved. She's not quite there yet, and it's really hard to keep her tied down in a stroller, because she definitely walks. She just likes to walk what way she wants to walk. But she's getting better. She's making progress. However, it's a lot of work with her. Well, you know what? Do you think the only I can't tell you anything about the city council meeting because now that Melina is mayor, they can't seem to finalize a agenda for the council on Wednesdays anymore.
It's not up yet.
Next day or it's an extra day or an extra 2 days almost all the time. I mean, they've been doing this for over 30 years, and for 30 years they've had them done Wednesdays. You know, they're posted Wednesday night. You know, by usually close of business, sometimes a little late on Wednesday nights, but very seldom, not until, you know, Thursday or Friday, and certainly not with the short agendas they've got now. I mean, I've seen agendas twice this long still get finished on Wednesday. So the only thing I can think of is must take him forever to explain stuff to Melina. So I don't know, because he's the only different person in the equation.
No matter what's on the agenda, they'll still have a huge amount of people there that are the ZV Brigade. All of his misinformed supporters, low-information voters in most cases, are people that are bullying council members against allowing a public vote, in my opinion. And a lot of supporters, I think, are up there waving the Bible around a little bit too much for a public meeting. It's kind of embarrassing to me. One thing to have an invocation, but to say things that border on God supports the World Logistics Center, are to me, is pretty ludicrous, and it doesn't have a place in a public meeting. What do you think?
You know what? Do you think maybe Benzivi's the Antichrist of Moreno Valley? Because it's sure sounding that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he could pull a Jim Jones. You know, the people that are following, he could pull a Jim Jones. Because I just think of some of the, situations in history where people have just followed someone no matter what it is that they did, no matter how ridiculous what it is that they say, and they use, you know, the Bible to justify what they do. I don't know. Do you think maybe we can start calling
him?
I can call him that. Not you don't have to. He wants to sue me, tell him go at it.
Yeah, you can't take those kids to court, can you? You're going to have to get continuances. You don't really want to be sued, I know, but it's something that needs to be brought to attention. And I know that it's a public meeting and there's free speech, but to me, it's a sign of desperation when they have to do things like that, like bullying council members, saying things like they don't have the cojones to do their job, to make a decision, and also that that God is just taking care of things, and it's going to make the WLC happen regardless of the opposition. So I think they're showing desperation. And if it is brought to a vote and the language is fair, I expect that it will be defeated.
Oh, Benzivi doesn't want it on the ballot, so it's not going to get on the ballot. I think that Gaiba got interviewed by both people the day after it. And I think when Imran talked to him, I don't think Imran asked him what Benzivi thought, or he just didn't add that into it. But he did call Benzivi, who in that article said he thought it was a great idea. And then when he talked to Cassie McDuff, her article said that Benzivi was not very happy.
I know there was a difference.
So, you know what? So it's like, okay, he says whatever it is that he thinks the public wants to hear. So, right there, that tells you about Benzivi. Like that article with Owings and saying that, you know, that's why he and city manager had the falling out. And if you remember correctly, when he retired, all he did was give him accolades and how great he was and how much he was going to miss him, blah, blah, blah. And now they had a falling out. Well, you know what? You guys just talk out of both sides of your mouth every time you open your mouth. It's, you know, so it's obvious how much these people lie.
I know, I gagged on that speech. I remember that. I couldn't believe it.
All right.
And
well,
I hope. Go ahead. I'm done.
No,
actually, I could just blab on the EIR or something like that.
Yeah, well, I've got most of the stuff out that I wanted, other than encouraging people to go to both the City Council meeting on the 9th and the Planning Commission meeting on the 11th, because I'm sure it's not going to go to a public vote because Benzibi doesn't want it for a public vote, and Benzibi gets what he wants because he paid for it. So
that's our problem. And do
and
you
I,
think on a,
that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, so we want to thank all the listeners for listening. We appreciate you. And I guess next week on Wednesday, we will see what happened.
And in the meantime, stay tuned to Deanna, because she does post on Stop Vote for Sale Facebook page. Occasionally, there are some articles about her work to get money out of politics, especially to repeal the Citizens United decision in some way, either through constitutional amendment or legislation that will stand up to the Supreme Court. So good luck on that, Deanna, and I'll be with you.
Yeah, and Cassie McDuff is the first one to bring that up in an article. And, of course, you know that half of my posts were about overturning Citizens United. So, all right. Well, thank you, everybody, and good night.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, good night, Marina Valley.